Aiden Proby. I'm 19 and I'm from Thorsby, Alberta.
Aiden, you've had quite a journey here over the last few weeks. Just walk us through what it's been like to bounce from the HJHL and the Rocky Rams up here to the Olds Grizzlies now.
It's been great. I've been practicing with Olds since the last 2 weeks, and it's been great, so I've been up to pace with them. Yeah,
just to start us through your HJHL, you had two games there, and obviously the second one was a night of a lifetime, I would imagine. Just walk us through being able to beat the team down the road here, the Mountain View Colts, and have 6 goals and an assist.
I don't know, it was a great game. I felt like every puck was going my way, every bounce was going my way. Lucky night, I guess.
And so you continue scoring here tonight. Your team gets down 2-0. Walk us through the play that led to your first HJHL goal.
Just got in the slot, and Moldy ended up finding me there and got a lucky bounce, and goalie kind of lost and just ended up at my feet right on the goal line and just pushed her in.
Yeah, and then your captain, Hunter Motley, gets one, so you get out of the first period 2-2. How are you guys feeling at that point against, a Calgary team that obviously has had great success over the last couple of years?
We're feeling pretty good after the second goal. Obviously, it wasn't the greatest start to the game, but it was a good end of that first period, I think.
You bet. And then in the second period, you guys get your first lead of the night on David Hoy's goal. They come back and tie it. And then it got pretty tight in the third period. Just what was it like, playing under the pressure of the third period and the OT?
It was good. It was exciting. It's exciting to be in a game that's tight like that. Like, it's been a while for me to be in a game like that. But it was good. It was fun.
Yeah. And your line tonight, you had Hunter Motley and you had Finn Bagley there as well with you. How did you think you three worked together?
I think we were working together really well. Obviously, this is our first time playing together, first game for me, and I thought we had pretty good chemistry for our first game.
Yeah, you bet. In the overtime, Jordan St. Louis gets a breakaway chance there. What were you guys thinking on the bench at that point?
I thought he was bearing. Yeah, I thought it was a goal for sure. I was already cheering, which might have been bad luck, but I thought he's bearing it.
Yeah, so you win again. Your team wins last weekend in Whitecourt against the top team in terms of points and wins in the league, and then you get to a shootout and come real close here against the Canucks tonight. So what does that say about the way that you guys are starting to play, do you think?
I think it could be one of the top teams. We can keep winning, or good chances at winning, like against top teams like this. I think we can get on a nice win tomorrow, hopefully, against Camrose.
You bet. You had one of your goaltenders come up injured there in this game, and then Corbin Sanderman had to come in, and he stopped everything except the one guy in the shootout tonight. What did you see from Corbin?
Corbin, he played great. Coming in, like, middle of a period, like, that's great play by Corbin right there.
You bet. What can you bring to the Olds Grizzlies, do you think, Aiden?
Hopefully I can score more. I don't know, it's hard to say. Hopefully I'm just a good team player and just do whatever the coach says, whatever he wants me to do.
You bet. Walk us through maybe your favorite minor hockey moment of your career so far.
Probably last year going to Nationals. That was I was playing in California last year. Going to Nationals was pretty cool.
Excellent. And who is your hockey hero?
I want to say McKinnon.
Excellent. Well, keep it going, Aiden. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.